Trump becomes first sitting president to attend Super Bowl. President Donald Trump, who has a long history with professional football, will become the first sitting U.S. president to attend a Super Bowl on February 9. Super Bowl 59, the National Football League Championship game, will be held in New Orleans on Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles. After winning the past two Super Bowls, the Chiefs are looking for a third consecutive win, a historic first for the NFL. Following the Chiefs' 2019 Super Bowl win, Trump invited the team to visit the White House, but the trip was canceled due to the COVID-19 pandemic. On Sunday, Trump released a message from the White House ahead of the Chiefs-Eagles matchup. The coaches, players, and team staff on the field tonight represent the best of the best in professional football, but they also embody the best of the American dream. Football is America's most popular sport for good reason. It fosters a sense of national unity, bringing families, friends, and fans together and strengthening communities, he said in a statement. This annual tradition transcends our differences and personifies our shared patriotic values of family, faith, and freedom heroically defended by our military service members, law enforcement officers, and first responders. We value their devotion to protecting our great nation and salute their selfless service. Fox, which is broadcasting the game, will air an interview with Trump at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, before kickoff. In a discussion with Fox News anchor Brett Baier and taped from the president's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida, the two will focus on the changes the Trump administration has enacted since the inauguration and the first 100 days of his presidency, according to a Fox News statement. In a clip of the upcoming interview, Trump defended the work of Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. I don't know if it's kickbacks or what's going on, but the people, look, I ran on this and the people want me to find it and I've had a great help with Elon Musk who's been terrific, Trump said, referring to wasteful government spending and possible fraud that Musk and his team are probing at multiple federal agencies. Baier last sat down with Trump for a one-on-one interview in June 2023. Trump has a long history with football, beginning with his time playing the sport at the New York Military Academy. Decades ago, Trump purchased a team in a rival league to the NFL, known as the United States Football League. His ownership of the New Jersey Generals led to increased attention and publicity for his broader business dealings, Trump told the Associated Press in 2016. While he sued to attempt a merger between the NFL and USFL, the latter eventually folded. Since the USFL's downfall in the 1980s, Trump has attended numerous high-profile football games, including both NFL and NCAA matches. In October 2024, Trump was seen at a game between the Pittsburgh Steelers and New York Jets in Pittsburgh. He also attended a game between the University of Georgia and the University of Alabama the month prior. And in December 2024, Trump was present at the annual rivalry matchup between U.S. Naval Academy and the U.S. Military Academy at Northwest Stadium in Landover, Maryland. While Trump attended the Super Bowl in 1992, this time, he has avoided publicly endorsing either team, even though he has made positive comments about the Chiefs and its quarterback, Patrick Mahomes. He also congratulated the team in January following their win in the AFC Championship game. Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker also endorsed Trump during the 2024 election. House Speaker Mike Johnson and others are expected to accompany Trump at the stadium in New Orleans on Sunday. Jackson Richman and the Associated Press contributed to this report.